Sky, who was born in September. Johnny has gone between the G League team and the parent club. He's up with the Wizards now. Even made a three the other night at Portland. He's not playing much, but he's going through the normal growing pains of a first-year player in the leagues. Dealt with some things off the floor with COVID and hip injuries.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been completely healthy, and the game hasn't quite slowed down for him yet. But then again, he's not even 21 years old. He'll
That's
turn
right.
21 later this month.
Yeah, he's got a very bright career ahead of him, without a doubt. This is Alumni Weekend here with Wisconsin basketball. A number of former players in town yesterday for practice. A group had a dinner. They're having a big event in April, but they'll always have the Alumni Weekend here, so fun to have as many guys as possible who can make the trip here to Madison. Well, we've got another big game here. This is the only regular season meeting. Rutgers a game ahead of Wisconsin in the standings, so obviously a win for the Badgers. They would have the tiebreaker edge. There's a lot on the line here. Still trying to stay out of that bottom four of the Big Ten and trying to see how far up you can go. You got a bunch of teams in that 6 to 7 to 8 loss range, so there is still room to move up the ladder here in the Big Ten.
What a challenge, too, for Stephen Crow from game to game in this league. So you go from Hunter Dickinson now, you get a different type center for pivot. Cliff Omori is more fluid, right? He dunker, one of the best dunkers in college basketball. I guess I would put him in the same category, more closer to Julian Reese than anybody's faced thus far this year.
Yeah, terrific rebounder. He averages on the edge of a double-double, 9.8 rebounds coming into the game. So we mentioned Caleb McConnell not available in the starting lineup. Oscar Palmquist, who's appearing in his 14th game this season, 6'8 junior, is out there. Rutgers, the traveling red, the white to black trim. Badgers in the home white and the cardinal trim. Bill Eck, Courtney Green, Lamont Simpson are your officials here this morning.
Cam Spencer's been a bit of a shooting slump, 4 of his last 17 from the three-point arc, but he can light it up, though, if he gets hot.
Yeah, game-winning shots. He has a couple of them on his resume. Toss and tap belongs to Wisconsin, and the Badgers move to our left. We're underway at the Kohl's Center, and it's Tyler Wall out front against Andre Hyatt at the top of the circle. Glides to his right, hands off to Max Klesman. He is picked up by Palmquist. Now Hepburn against Spencer, a bounce into Crow. He is with Cliff Omori, 10 to shoot, backing his Crow. The double from Palmquist. Klesman's open, 3 try left side off the back rim, no good, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Paul Mulcahy. Here comes Rutgers, moving to our right. With the ball is Andre Hyatt, 6'11", but he can shoot the three. Was pretty effective against Nebraska, albeit in a losing cause. Omori goes into Mulcahy, bobbles it, taken away by Klesman. Turnover Rutgers. Chucky Hepburn jogs to the front court. He'll flip it right side to Klesman, goes into Crow, right block, back out to Max, turn down the open shot, shoots it off to Hepburn, baseline left, now a step back left corner. Three is good for Chucky Hepburn. He was just 1 for 9 against Michigan, but had that critical steal, which he has a lot of those critical steals late in close games on his resume. He opens up the scoring here today. 3-0 Wisconsin. Here's Mulcahy on the dribble, in the lane, goes inside Omori. Low on the left. Drops it back out to Mulcahy. Lined up a three, turned it down, starts the back on Hepburn, right of the lane. Throws it out to Andre Hyatt, snaps off a three, left of the circle, short rebound, counter Resegent. Minute and a half gone by, 3-0 Wisconsin. Hepburn left side of the front court. Shakes, goes into Wall, left block, backing his Wall. Lost his balance, got rid of it to Resegent. Steps up, baseline left, tough, fall away, way too strong, no good, and the rebound comes down to Cliff Omori. Here comes Mulcahy, knocked away from behind by Resegent, but Cam Spencer is there. Inside feed to nobody. He wanted to get Palmquist. Turnover as Wall brings it back up the floor for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn, top of the circle. Chucky on the dribble, left of the lane. Stops the dribble, gives it to Crow. Resends to Hepburn, goes into Crow. Low on the left, and he gets fouled inside. Cam Spencer preventing the easy bucket, picks up the foul.
What a great lob from Hepburn to Crow. Just getting it over the outstretched arms of Omori. Crow's able to draw the foul.
2:04 gone by. 3-0 Wisconsin as Stephen Crow goes to the free throw line. 58% from the line is Crow. First free throw is no good. Too long. The free throws were beneficial for Wisconsin on Tuesday night. Most of the lifting done by Connor Esigian, who went 9 for 10 in that five-point victory.
Crowell had a pretty active line. 11 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists.
Second free throw is good for Crowell, and it's now 4-0 Wisconsin, a little more than 2 minutes into the game. There's Paul Mulcahy. Senior New Jersey native, hands off to Palmquist, feeds Spencer, throws to Mulcahy high on the left, Omori the screen, Mulcahy behind the back on a sloppy dribble, regains control as they reset the offense. Spencer right corner against Connor Esigian. Now it's Mulcahy, wraps it to Hyatt left side against Klesman, 7 to shoot, Hyatt in the lane, flips it up right hand, good off the window. Hyatt had a career high 24 on Tuesday night against Nebraska, gets the first points for Rutgers here today. 4-2 Wisconsin, 2:40 into the game. Klesman goes into Wall, right block against Hyatt, the double from Palmquist. Now Klesman open, pass fake, now shoots the three and sticks it from the right side. And it's 7-2 Wisconsin, not quite 3 minutes in. Mulcahy on the dribble high on the right. He'll feed Palmquist. Snaps off a three right corner. Glanced off the rim. No good. Omori, the offensive rebound. Low on the left, and he got fouled by Crowell. We mentioned Rutgers is a very good offensive rebounding team. Second best in terms of percentage of offensive rebounds. And Crowell picks up his first foul.
Just reflects the attitude of the head coach, doesn't it? I love Steve Fieker and what he's brought to this league through the Rutgers program, and that is toughness.
Yeah, big time. It's their calling cards. Crowell sits down. Carter Gilmore comes in. Gilmore played really well against Michigan. Here's Spencer off the screen, open for three, left wing, splashed it. Cam Spencer, just 10 of his last 35 from the field over his last four games, and 4 of 17 from three. But he knocks this one down, 7-5 Wisconsin. 16:40 left of the first half. Hepburn feeds Esigian, leads it for Wall at the right point. Wall holds and looks. Andre Hyatt defends. A pass for Gilmore, top of the circle. Couple of dribbles. Hepburn gets covered up. Almost got tackled, matter of fact. Now Wall, right block, double team. Needs help. Finds Hepburn near half court. Shot clock at 5. Chucky against Spencer on the dribble in the lane. Runs it out to Max. Whistle. And an offensive foul. It looks like they're going to get Hepburn for the offensive foul, and that'll be his first.
You think that Pikel right now is waiting to put on the press? Because that's been one of their staples all season long.
And more of it, talking with Greg Gard, more of it since Mawat Mag was injured. But you would be curious now if they can't get anything out of Caleb McConnell.
Exactly.
How much that shortens up what they're doing. 7-5 Wisconsin. 3:45 into the game. Andre Hyatt high on the right. Hyatt throwing to Omori. Turns it to Mulcahy outside left. Kamari McGee is in there for Chucky Hepburn as Spencer left of the circle. Throws to Palmquist at the right point. Feeds Spencer. Turns it to Hyatt left side. Max Klesman defends. A pass for Spencer. Open three. Left wing. Good again. Spencer with back-to-back triples, 8-7 Rutgers, 15:50 left in the first half.
Esigian's giving him way too much space on those two shots.
Klesman throwing to Tyler Wall at the top of the circle. That is a tough check for Connor Esigian, because Spencer has hit some big-time shots for Rutgers this season. Here's Wall at the top of the circle. Wall moving in left lane, line feeds McGee. Left corner three is off the right side iron. No good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound, goes up, and that's rejected by Cliff Amore. Here comes Rutgers up one early on. Spencer throws a Palmquist. Open three, right corner. Back rim, no good. Rebound. Andre Hyatt gets up there for Rutgers. A second chance for the Scarlet Knights. Spencer sidesteps left, tries another three, hits another three from left of the circle. Timeout, Wisconsin, as Cam Spencer has worked himself out of a shooting slump, and Greg Gard needs an early timeout. This will be a full timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And we want to take a moment to recognize today's game sponsor, Badger Extra. Thank them for their support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Badger Extra, your home for more Wisconsin Badger news. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:10 left of the first half. Rutgers 11, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together and play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center. Your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Nice moment. First media timeout. Mike Mankey, the longtime public address announcer, recognized 500 games. Today is 501 that he has been the PA announcer here at the Kohl Center. One of the great guys, too.
Josh Gosser handed him the ball. I was going to yell at Josh, stay out there and guard somebody like Cam Spencer.
Badgers on offense, down 11-7 early on. Rutgers showing a little zone. Jordan Davis in the game. Snaps off a three and missed it off the left side iron. No good. And the rebound to Paul Mulcahy. 11-7 Rutgers, 5 minutes in. Cam Spencer with three early threes for Rutgers. He throws to Mulcahy, turns it to Palmquist high on the left. A pass for Spencer between the circles against Kamari McGee. It's McGee, Gilmore, Davis, Hepburn, and Crow out there for Wisconsin. Spencer picked up by Chucky right now. A screen from Amori. Drop coverage from Crow. Inside feed to no one. He wanted Amori, but threw it away. And that's turnover number three for Rutgers.
What you worry about with a proven scorer like Spencer is that he gets off into a rhythm early on. Then it's not like a faucet where you can turn him off.
The boys, Jordan Davis high on the right. Rutgers in the zone right now. They've known to mix up their defenses. With the ball is Crow. Baseline left. Crow throws it out to McGee. Top of the circle. Feeds Davis on the right side. Jordan with a bounce for Gilmore. 10 on the shot clock. Baseline right is Carter. Dribbles it out front for Davis and a feed to Jordan who splashes a three from the top. His brother Johnny looking on. Jordan Davis gets into the scoring column. 11-10 Rutgers. 14 minutes left in the first half. The ball is Mulcahy throwing to Andre Hyatt. Hyatt will hand off to Spencer. McGee picks him up just outside the center circle. Spencer with a bounce for Mulcahy right of the circle. Rides to his right. Leads up for Palmquist throwing to Spencer. Spencer covered up by Kamari McGee. Spencer puts it on the deck. Whistle and a foul called here.
And Spencer.
It is an offensive foul on Cam Spencer. And that's not nothing. That's his second foul. So 9 early points, 2 early fouls for Spencer. Derek Simpson, 6'3 freshman out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, is in.
He just got the elbow up in the face of McGee.
That is a big foul. Little backcourt resistance, three quarters variety, not aggressive. Badgers get it across. Jordan Davis out front. He'll throw it to Hepburn on the left wing. Leaves it for Gilmore, left corner. Carter with a bounce for Crow. Baseline left out to Jordan. Another three left side and missed it wide right. And the rebound comes down to Rutgers. And here's Mulcahy, front court right side. They'll throw to Andre Hyatt, feeds Simpson high on the left. Right hand pass Dean Weber. They try to go high-low. It gets there to Omori, low on the right. Missed the chip shot, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Chucky Hepburn. A break for Wisconsin. Hepburn left of the circle. 13 minutes left in the half, 11-10 Rutgers. Hepburn on the dribble, got by Mulcahy. Turns it to Gilmore, feeds Davis, goes into Crowell, left of the lane. And he's double-teamed. A feed to Gilmore, goes into Jordan Davis in the lane, turns, shoots, and it bounces in for Jordan Davis. Members bounce for Jordan, 12-11 Wisconsin, 12:38 left in the half. Paul Mulcahy sets the floor for Rutgers. High screen Dean Reber. Mulcahy, right foul line extended, feeds Reber, puts it on the deck, left of the lane. Hepburn cut him off, a pass for Andre Hyatt. Hyatt trying to go to work against Jordan Davis, hanging tough shot, banked it in. Pretty good defense. Hyatt with a tough shot. 13-12 Rutgers. 12-14 left in the first half.
Hyatt really plays strong, doesn't he?
He sure does. And he can hit the three as well. Rutgers back man-to-man. Hepburn had it knocked loose. Lost the ball. Diving for it. And I think he's going to get called for the foul. And that's going to be his second foul. So he's going to come out. Greg Gard goes back to his bench. Let's set the five on the floor. Crowell, Wall, Asijan, Klesmet, and McGee.
Greg Gard's doing line changes here early in this game, huh?
Three for three. Yeah. That second foul on Chucky. Trying to protect Crowell a little bit. He had picked up his first foul early in the game. Stevie out there right now. 12 minutes left in the half. 13-12 Rutgers. Simpson high on the right, throwing to Dean Reber, 6'10 junior out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Now Antoine Wolfolk in the game as well. Simpson goes into Reber, low on the right, pushed it up and in. It counts and a foul. Wall got him, and one for Dean Reber. And Rutgers leads 13-12 as we hit the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:48 left of the first half. Rutgers 15, Wisconsin 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Latsamata Pizza, and Pepsi. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 11:48 left of the first half, Rutgers 15, Wisconsin 12.
Freshman guard Derek Simpson set up Dean Reber for that last basket by Rutgers before the timeout. I know the Rutgers people really love the potential in Simpson, and I think he's kind of betting on himself too, because during the offseason he asked Geo Baker if he could wear zero, and he said no problem whatsoever. When you think back, Mac, to those two guards that Rutgers has had over the last couple of NCAA tournament appearances, Ron Harper, Geo Baker. Tremendous.
Really good. Really good. Geo Baker doing some media work these days and pretty good at it.
He's involved with their collective, too, isn't he, at Rutgers?
That I don't know. Yeah. I'll take your word for that. But yeah. But, yeah, does a little podcast work and big part of the growth of that Rutgers program. Dean Reber, 6 of 12 at the foul line this season, trying to finish the three-point play, and he does. And a 16-12 Rutgers is now the Scarlet Knights put on the backcourt pressure. 2-2-1 three-quarters look. Kamari McGee throwing to Tyler Wall. Tyler gets it across the midst drive to the left side. He'll feed McGee out front. Rutgers now straight up in the half-court defense. Crowell against Antoine Wolfolk, the guy who had some tight end offers. Here's a siege at open for three. Right wing, bangs off the back rim, no good. Andre Hyatt the rebound. Simpson up the floor for Rutgers. Now Hyatt throws to Mulcahy, high on the left. High screen Hyatt. He'll throw it now to Hyatt. Thought about the three. Puts it on the deck against Max Klesman. Moving in, Max goes down, and they're going to get a foul on Klesman. And that will be his first. Max trying to get the charge, but not able to do that. Cam Spencer ready to check back in. So Pikel's going to trust Spencer, a transfer from Loyola University of Maryland, who still has a year of eligibility after this. He's out there with two fouls.
Besides Wolfolk, Hyatt looks like he's got a football-ready body.
Inbounds pass. Omori feeds Simpson, now finds Cam Spencer. The pass to Reber, cuts off the right wing, stops at the right elbow. There's a back out to Spencer, shot clock at 8. Spencer against Asijan on the glide, left of the lane, drives to the cup, kicks to Reber, feeds Mulcahy, 3 tries straight away, around and out, no good. Rebound battled for, still loose. Reber trying to save, cannot. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin. 10:50 left in the half, 16-12 Rutgers. Jalen Miller, 6'2 sophomore out of Frederick, Maryland, now in for Rutgers, replacing Mulcahy.
Miller's pretty much all defense, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Matter of fact, he scored 14 points total this season, but known as a tenacious defender, thus he earns the playing time. Kamari McGee out front. He'll throw to Klesman. Feeds Crowell out high. Rutgers back in the zone. Crowell slips it in the lane for Tyler Wall. Turning, goes up right hand in traffic. Too hard, no good. Rebound Cliff Omori. 10:25 left in the half. 16-12 Rutgers. Miller, right corner, feeds Simpson, high on the right. Simpson gets a high screen from Omori. Simpson, left-hand dribble, top of the circle, feeds Reber, left corner, drives baseline on Wall. Pass deflected, it got there to Omori, pushed it up, well short, no good. Heavy traffic inside, and it comes out. Coming out of there is Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. McGee between the circles, 10 minutes left of the half, 16-12 Rutgers. Wall, baseline left against Reber. Wall. Finds Klesman, fakes the pass, fakes the shot, drives the lane, feeds Wall. Now it's Crowell, low in the right, slam dunk. Steven Crowell from Tyler Wall. Good ball movement there, 16-14. Rutgers, 9:40 left in the half.
Give the hockey assist to Klesman for getting dribble penetration.
With Amori at the top of the circle, leaves it for Spencer at the right point. Spencer matched up with the siege in a throw out front to Simpson. Now it's Amori, fakes the handoff to Simpson. Amori across the top of the circle, sends it to Reber. He'll toss it back to Amori, 4 to shoot. Amori right of the lane, 10-footer in the air, back rim no good. Klesman the rebound. 9:15 left in the half, 16-14 Rutgers. Klesman off a high screen from Wall. Left of the lane is Klesman. Stops, pivots, throws to McGee high on the right. Chucky Hepburn on the bench with two fouls, so more playing time for Kamari McGee. Crowell off the left block. Crowell darts it out to Asijan, feeds McGee. Right side three is good for Kamari McGee. He has 6 points against Michigan on Tuesday. And now Steve Pikel will take a timeout as the Badgers have scored the last 5 points to take the lead. We will keep it here with 8:52 left in the first half. 17-16, Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
And Kamari McGee will tell anyone who asks, that's not his strength, a three-pointer. He likes to get inside the arc with the pull-up in the mid-range. At Green Bay last year, he shot around 27% from three-point range, but that looked awfully good on that stroke.
That's his third three of the year. But yeah, he looks like he looked comfortable there.
I love his attitude. I think he's taking the right perspective coming into this season.
Yep.
You know, without Lauren Bowman, when he left the program, Wisconsin needed a backup to Chucky Hepburn. He understood the role that he would be playing and that he'd be mostly on the scout team during practices, and he's accepted that.
I asked him a few weeks ago, I said, has this been what you hoped, just the whole experience? He said, everything and then some. Just always has a smile, working hard every day, and has been taking advantage here of some opportunities, certainly on Tuesday night, and off to a nice start here today. He stays in there with Klesmet, Asijan, Gilmore now, and Crow. 8:50 left in the first half, 17-16 Wisconsin. And off the timeout, Paul Mulcahy to the front court, throws to Derek Simpson high on the left, turns down the Amori screen, then he gets fouled by Connor Asijan. That's the first foul on Connor. It's going to be team foul number 6 against Wisconsin. Andre Hyatt comes back in for Jalen Miller. Hyatt, the 6'11", 240-pound senior from the Bronx. Hit 5 threes the other night against Nebraska with 5 of 11. Percentage-wise, not a great three-point shooter, but he was really good on Tuesday. Here's Simpson high on the right, high screen, Amori. McGee works over it. Simpson the drive, down the lane, pushed it up, and he walked with the ball. McGee staying with him, and another Rutgers turnover. That's 5 of them now for the Scarlet Knights.
Keep checking the Rutgers sidelines to see if McConnell might show up, but he's still in the locker room for the Scarlet Knights.
And he was going through the warm-ups, and then toward the end of it, you know, he had that like wrap around his back. It looked very uncomfortable out there. The Rutgers playing on. Badgers up 1, 8:20 left in the first half. Asijan on the catch, top of the circle, goes inside. Nice feed to Crow, low on the left for the finish. Oh, what a sweet look from Connor Asijan, and it's 19-16 Wisconsin. 8:08 left till halftime. Okay, he leaves it for Oscar Palmquist back in there. Loops a pass top of the circle for Amori. A handoff to Simpson. Feeds Palmquist. Thought about the three. Turned it down. Gilmore checks. A pass back out front for Simpson. Tossed it high on the left for Paul Mulcahy. 8 to shoot. Mulcahy off a hard screen from Amori at the right elbow. Getting him on the switches. Crow into Amori. Posting on Klesmet. Back out to Palmquist. Tries a three. Left side. Good. He just beat the shot clock. Oscar Palmquist ties the game at 19. 7:37 left in the first half. Kamari McGee up the floor, hands off to Klesmet. He'll flip to Asijan between the circles against Mulcahy, and a whistle off the ball as Klesmet got popped. And we'll have the under eights media timeouts. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Derek Simpson called for that foul. That is his first. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7:30 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Rutgers 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. More clouds than sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 39 tomorrow. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
7 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Rutgers 19.
Badgers have really done a good job of swarming Omori when he's gotten the ball in the paint. They haven't given him much space or breathing room. He's 0 of 3. He's been one of the most consistent scorers all season long. Nine straight games of double figures. In fact, the last time it was held under 10 was against, guess who, Northwestern. Northwestern does as good a job as anyone in the country in doubling the post.
Yeah, they're very physical. And I think we're going to get a flagrant here on Derek Simpson. They were looking it over during the commercial break. So it's two foul shots coming up for Max Klesmet. The first free throw is good. And the Badgers lead 20-19. Second free throw for Max is straight through. Opportunity knocks here as Wisconsin will remain on offense. Just turn this into a sizable possession. Kamari McGee, baseline right, will inbound. McGee looking into Jordan Davis. He'll fade, flips, right lane line. It rattles out, no good. And the rebound swatted out of bounds by Crowell. Steve Peichel wanted a foul there, I think. Steven very close to going onto the back of Cliff Omori, and Badgers lead 21-19, 7:20 left in the first half. And now Paul Mulcahy will set the offense. Moving to our right in this first half, Mulcahy a bump into Crowell, and Mulcahy got rocked. My goodness, playing on there, and Mulcahy is hurting right now.
It's like a stinger.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that was a... It was a hard collision as Omori was upsetting a screen and hedged by Crowell, and he really popped him. I'm not sure how that wasn't a foul, to be real honest with you. I mean,
I agree, Matt. He's still in pain. He's probably lost some feeling. His right shoulder right now they're working on, and he kind of motioned to the trainer that it's going down his arm, so they're trying to... Oh, you can tell the pain when he lifted a little bit too high.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the tougher dudes in this league.
There's nothing you can do as an officiating crew there. The only thing that you could check for is a flagrant. There's nothing to check there. So
I do see Caleb McConnell in the runway between the bench and the locker room. He's standing.
Well, he will be tended to in the bench. Got Spencer along with Simpson, Omori, Palmquist, and Andre Hyatt. Inbounds pass to Simpson. Shot clock is at 8. Simpson feeds Spencer in the lane. Hanging 8-footer is good for Cam Spencer, who has 11 points. 3 threes and now a 2. And we're tied at 21. 6:53 left in the first half. Kamari McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. With the ball is Klesmet at the top of the circle. Try to whip it inside to Crowell. He's knocked away and he's on the floor. Tapped it out to Klesmet. Now Jordan Davis high on the right as the Badgers reset. Gilmore right wing. A bounce into Crowell. Out to McGee. Open three. Right side. Not this time. Off the back rim. Jordan Davis the offensive rebound. Second chance Wisconsin. Badgers had 15 offensive rebounds on Tuesday against Michigan. Here's Klesmet going into Crowell, left of the lane. Draws the double. Crowell out the max, left wing, 6 to shoot. Klesmet, baseline left, through the lane. He's in trouble, and a whistle, and they ran out of room. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Rutgers, and now Chucky Hepburn with 2 fouls will come back into the game, replacing Kamari McGee. So Hepburn out there with 2 fouls, likewise Cam Spencer.
Hepburn left at 12:05. That's when he picked up that second personal foul. This has been a disjointed half.
Yeah, it has, yep. Probably as many expected.
Yes.
Tyler Wall in for Carter Gilmore. 6:09 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Rutgers tied at 21.
Rutgers 8 of 15 from the field. Spencer between the circles. He has 11 first half points here thus far. Here's to Palmquist. He'll hand off to Hyatt, right wing. Leads it for Spencer. Right corner three is good. There's the fourth three of the half for Cam Spencer. 24-21 Rutgers with 5:45 left of the break. Hepburn throwing to Crow. Rutgers straight up on the defensive end. Crow left wing, throws to Wall, leaves it for Hepburn at the top. Chucky gives off to Davis. He'll flip the Wall left wing. A pass for Crow, top of the circle. Crow gives to Hepburn, glides to his right. Hepburn turns the left side for Wall, into Crow off the left block. Shot clock at 5. Crow feeds Davis, turns the right side for Klesman, tries a 3. Off the rim, no good. High at the rebound. 5:18 left in the half, 24-21 Rutgers. Cam Spencer to the front court, hands off to Simpson, feeds Hyatt between the circles. Andre Hyatt on the handoff to Spencer. Rutgers playing on without Caleb McConnell and Paul Mulcahy. The Rutgers leads by 3 with 5 minutes left in the half. Hyatt right of the circle. Hyatt chased by Wall, left of the lane. Hyatt to the rim, layup attempt no good. Crowell the rebound. And it goes to Chucky Hepburn, turns it right side for Jordan Davis, drives baseline layup attempt, no, but a foul, and Jordan Davis will go to the line for 2 as he was fouled by Oscar Palmquist. That'll be his first.
For the most part, Jordan Davis has had a productive first half. He was inserted into the game early when Asijan was struggling trying to guard Spencer, and he's given the bench a little offensive spark.
Yeah, 5 points, one offensive rebound. Now he'll go to the foul line. Hasn't spent a lot of time there. 7 of 12 this season. 4:48 left in the half, 24-21 Rutgers. First free throw for Davis. Bangs off the rim, no good. Carter Gilmore will come in, replacing Crowell. Paul Mulcahy now back in there for Rutgers, replacing Simpson. Mulcahy's still trying to work it out there, that right shoulder. Second free throw for Jordan Davis is good. So 1 out of 2 for Jordan. Now Asijan will come in for Davis. 24-22 Rutgers, 4:48 left in the first half. And up the floor comes Mulcahy. Mulcahy on Tuesday had 2 points but 12 assists in the game against Nebraska. Mulcahy on the left-hand dribble between the circles. It was that right shoulder. They got knocked around that collision with Crowell. Spencer for 3 up top. Good again. And he was contested by Asijan there, but Spencer is on fire. 27-22 Rutgers with 4:22 left in the first half. 17 points for Spencer, 6 of 6 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3. Gilmore throwing to Hepburn, glides off to the right side, throws to Gilmore, left of the circle, fakes the 3, dribbles to the foul line. Now it's Asijan, baseline right, his pass deflected out of bounds, intended for Gilmore, 12 to shoot, 4:05 left in the half.
Now the question is, can Wisconsin get Spencer out of that shooting rhythm?
Mentioned, it's kind of a scary thing when a good shooter is in a slump, and then you're next on the schedule because you know he's not going to stop shooting.
And especially if he makes his first shot, gets that, bolsters that confidence again.
Dean Reber in for Omori. Inbounds pass to Wall, 10 to shoot. Wall working against Hyatt, spin move in the lane, goes up low on the right, good. Nice work from Wall for his first points, 27-24 Rutgers. 3:55 left in the first half. Paul Mulcahy walks it through the motion W at center court. Works off to the right side against Hepburn, and they're going to get Asijan off the ball. He's chasing Spencer and tugged on him. That's 2 fouls on Connor Asijan. As we hit the under 4 media timeout, Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:46 left in the half. Rutgers 27, Wisconsin 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Get to a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. One other Big Ten game going on right now. 4.5 minutes left of the first half in Bloomington. Illinois leads Indiana 34-30 tonight. Couple of games. Penn State is at Minnesota. That's an 8 o'clock tip. 1 hour prior to that in Ann Arbor. Michigan hosting Michigan State. 3:46 left in the half here in Madison. Rutgers 27, Wisconsin 24.
We all talk about matchups. How about the matchup between Penn State and Illinois this year? Nittany Lions sweeping the Illini. Jalen Pickens the other night played 39 minutes and had 41 points. 15-20 from the field. It's the first 40-point game at Penn State since 1961.
Yeah, that's the key point, though. 20 shots was all he needed to get 41. I mean, he's, you know, Zach Edey, certainly Trace Jackson, Davis. Likely that, you know, those two guys front runners for player of the year. Jalen Pickett's as good as anybody.
Absolutely. The Badgers don't slow down Spencer. He's going to get the 40 burger himself.
He has 17 so far. He's a 92% free throw shooter. So be a 1-1. Both teams in the bonus now, and Spencer hits the front end.
I've always equated scorers, shooters like Spencer with quarterbacks that early in the games, if they get into a comfort zone, mm-hmm. now you're really challenged to try to get them out of that rhythm.
All Patriot League last year at Loyola University of Maryland. He averaged about 19 points a game. He hits the second free throw, so he sits down. Pikel protecting him. He's playing with two fouls. 29-24 Rutgers, 3:46 left in the first half. Derek Simpson back in there. There's three-quarter pressure from Rutgers. Chucky Hepburn throwing to Max Klesman. Davis, Wall, and Gilmore rounding out the five. Klesman throws to Wall across half court to the left side against Dean Reber. And now it's Hepburn up top. Hepburn feeds Klesman left side. Rutgers back to the zone. Here's Wall, baseline left. Glides to the rim. Floats it in with the right hand. Tyler Wall pulls the Badgers back to within three at 29-26 Rutgers. 3:20 left in the first half. And with the ball is Derek Simpson. He's been showing that 2-3 look at times. Here's Simpson left of the lane and hits the mid-range for his first points. And a backcourt foul as Simpson bothering Hepburn. And that is his second foul. And I think I said both teams are in the bonus. That is not accurate. That's team foul number 5 on Rutgers. Badgers committed their 7th. A couple of minutes ago. 31-26 Rutgers with 3 minutes left in the first half. Now Rutgers man-to-man defensively. Davis on the right side. Jordan with a bounce for Hepburn. Top of the circle. Turns it to Gilmore. He'll feed Klesman left wing. Max with a bounce pass for Wall. Rotates it high on the right for Hepburn off the Wall screen. Hepburn on the dribble to the free throw line. Leans in and a lefty shot up. No good. Rebound back tapped. It's loose. Andre Hyatt will gather. 2:38 left to the half, 31-26 Rutgers. Hyatt against Jordan Davis, throwing to Mulcahy high on the left. Mulcahy on the dribble to the top of the circle. A handoff to Simpson, chased by Klesman. Throwing to Reber, baseline left, and to Amori, slam dunk with the right hand. 33-26 Rutgers, 2:15 left till halftime. Rutgers 12 of 20 from the floor, including 6 of 6 from Cam Spencer. With the ball is Hepburn high on the left, takes the top of the circle, turns at the Wall, left of the lane. Double team by Reber and Mulcahy. Wall finds Davis, left corner three on the way. Good. Second three for Jordan Davis. He's keeping Wisconsin in this thing. 33-29 Rutgers with 1:50 left in the first half.
Jordan Davis with 9 points to lead Wisconsin. Mulcahy out front off the Amori screen. Drop coverage from Gilmore. Mulcahy now picked up by Gilmore at the left elbow into Amori. Hepburn goes down and a block is called on Chucky Hepburn. That was risky from Chucky with those two fouls. He thought he was in position, but he has just picked up his third foul, called for the block.
For starters, it's obviously a bad matchup for Hepburn trying to check someone like Amori. There's a lot of contact. I don't know. You saw it on the replay.
You got to be careful if you're Chucky. He didn't establish. So he got up into him. You got to be real careful. It did look like Amori may have kind of extended the arm. He's at the foul line. 63% shooter, a 1-1. And he knocks him down. It's now 36-29. Rutgers with a minute 30 left in the first half. Amori gets the, I said 1-1. He was finishing the three-point play there. It's 36-29. Rutgers, a minute 20 left in the first half. Klesman at the top, throwing to McGee. Bounce pass to Stephen Crow. Baseline left, throws it out to Klesman high on the right. Klesman on the dribble. Gets it to McGee, tries a three, left of the circle. Back rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Crow. Second chance, Wisconsin. 1:05 left of the half. Wall goes into Davis, flashing to the rim. He'll catch and finish low on the right. 36-31 Rutgers, 57 seconds left in the half, and Jordan Davis has 11 points in his first half for Wisconsin. Mulcahy hands off to Hyatt. Hyatt with a throw to Mulcahy, left of the lane. Back out to Spencer, catching, shooting a three, left side, off the rim, he missed one. Jordan Davis the rebound. Here comes McGee, left side of the front court, with 34 seconds left in the half. Hyatt throwing to Davis, throws it back to Kamari McGee, left of the center circle. Down to 25 seconds left of the break, 36-31, Rutgers. As McGee rocks the dribble, shot clock at 10, game clock at 18. Crowd top of the arc, throws to Klesman, snaps off a three, left side, book it. Klesman for three, Badgers within two, 10 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is dark. Mulcahy at the top of the circle. Mulcahy kills the dribble. Goes into Spencer, low on the right, hangs in the air, feeds Reber for three, left side, off the rim, no good. And the first half has come to an end. So a late push for the Badgers as they pull within two at halftime. We got a good one, and we got more points than most expected in the first half, but storylines to watch. Chucky Hepburn has three fouls. Cam Spencer has two for Rutgers. At the break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table, Rutgers 36, Wisconsin 34. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Rutgers 36, Wisconsin 34. Rutgers shooting better than 56% from the field. Cam Spencer with 19 points. He finally missed a shot after making his first six. He has been really doing the heavy lifting. Cliff Amori, 5 points, five rebounds. Andre Hyatt with 4 points. Three for Dean Reber, three for Oscar Palmquist, and two for Derek Simpson. Wisconsin led by Jordan Davis. He has 11. Max Klesman with 8.
5 for Steven Crow, 4 for Tyler Wall, 3 for Chucky Hepburn, and 3 for Kamari McGee. At the half, Rutgers 36, Wisconsin 34. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did you know that MasterForce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from MasterForce, exclusively at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway, keeps you coming back.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers in five states. Locally owned, family-run stores, operated by friends and neighbors you know and trust. Yes, when it comes to automotive and trucking parts and service, they really love the business and know their stuff. Try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's why at Bumper to Bumper, we always say, service is the difference. We get it.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. Rutgers leads Wisconsin 36-34 at halftime. In my opinion, Robbie Hummel's the best analyst in college basketball. I had a chance to talk with Robbie last week. I asked him, though, you ever get home? You're always on the road, it seems like.
It's a good amount. I don't know what the exact number of days is, but you know, my girlfriend works out of Los Angeles for now, so if she was home in Chicago, I wouldn't be doing this, but with her working out there, I'd be watching the games anyway, so you might as well get paid to do them as well. But I really enjoy doing it. I enjoy being back in these types of atmospheres that I played in and know pretty well. And I love Big Ten hoops, so it's been a fun job.
Robbie, what are some of the logistical challenges getting from site to site?
The weather is the biggest thing. And I live in Chicago, so that can be very hit or miss. We've been lucky this winter. I think much like Madison, we haven't had much snow. So the snowstorms that you sometimes get or the ice storms haven't impacted travel last year was a nightmare. I had three or four instances where you're trying to find flights and make it to places and get out of certain places. So you never know. It could be a crapshoot, but a lot of time in airports. Luckily, the Big Ten, you can fly from Chicago to pretty much anywhere. I even flew here last night, which is like a 21-minute flight. But I live pretty close to O'Hare, so you know, I can get there pretty quick to the close to the flight and take this easy thing instead of driving. But it can be tough when the weather is hard.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy. Powering beyond.
Rutgers leads Wisconsin 36-34. My halftime guest is analyst Robbie Hummel. With all the travel, I asked Robbie, is it a challenge to prepare for games?
I've watched so much of these teams at this point. I know everyone pretty well, but there's still a good amount of prep. You still watch the team's last game they played. I always make these sheets for every game. But yeah, you do it a little bit on the run, but again, you've watched so much Big Ten basketball. If I was getting thrown into other leagues, like I did Tennessee-Auburn 2 weeks ago, that was a substantial amount of crash course prep. I don't get to watch a whole lot of SEC basketball. But with Big Ten, I know pretty much everyone fairly well.
You're working for different networks, and you're working with different partners.
Yeah.
How is that transition?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think last year I was consistently with Jason Benetti, and then I would say a mixture of Kevin Kugler, Brandon Gaudin, and Dave Revson. And this year I'm with Brian Custer. And I've had most of the same guys at BTN with Kugler and Gaudin. But it's everyone's different that does the job. Each guy has their own style. It helps when you get to know them. You get to go out to eat with them and really know your partner and know kind of their style, the way they do the games. But it's been fun. You know, I've had a great time working with different people. That's one of the best parts of the job.
Robbie Hummel, when we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort, From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
At the half, Rutgers leads Wisconsin 36-34. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's check out some of the first